I am trying my very hardest to become a gym girly, but there was once a time where they thought it was dangerous for women to exercise. So, how did we go from that to everybody and their mom having a gym membership?
Limbering up like football players. Well, kind of like football players.
There was a widespread belief that strenuous exercise would make your uterus fall out.
I talked to Danielle Friedman on my podcast, Explain It To Me, to learn how we got from no exercise to peak exercise. And yeah, I'm going to take you along with me to leg day.
There was a lot of fear about overexertion than underexertion at the time. For women, exercise was seen as especially dangerous.
So by the 1970s, between the invention of TV and the women's movement, there was a fitness boom.
They were telling women it's okay for women to have muscles.
But there was one woman in the 80s who kind of became the fitness influencer of all fitness influencers at the time.
There was BJ and AJ before Jane and after Jane. Because as much as all of these early fitness influencers were creating the world we live in today, none of them had quite the impact as Jane Fonda.
So could Jane Fonda really be the root cause of all this fitness craze around me? You can check out my full interview with Danielle, the author of Let's Get Physical, over on my pod, Explain It To Me from Vox. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.